In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When St. Anthony of Padua was in Rimini in 1225, an Albigensian heretic named Bonneville denied the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist and asked him for a convincing proof. The heretic brought his mule, which he had left without eating for 3 days, and brought him a sack of barley, while St. Anthony of Padua carried the Blessed Sacrament. And the mule, leaving the barley untouched, knelt in his own way before the Eucharist. In view of this miracle, Bonneville was converted with several of his followers, and a chapel was built to remember the miracle. When St. John Vianney arrived in this small French town, there were hardly 3 or 4 old women going to Mass. He then dedicated himself to spending many hours in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament, and always with the rosary in his hands and his eyes fixed on the Eucharistic Jesus. Little by little, people began to go to church and wanted to go to confession. Thus began a ministry of confession that made St. John Vianney famous. People from the farthest corners of France and abroad came to see and hear that priest, with a reputation for being a saint, who loved so much the Eucharistic Jesus. Something similar happened in the town of San Giovanni Rotondo with the famous Father Pio of Pietralcina, or Padre Pio, a stigmatized Capuchin. When Padre Pio arrived in the town, it was an unknown place. Today, it is a spiritual, health, and cultural center of international fame. What was it that triggered the miracle? Padre Pio, simple and sickly, spent hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament, praying for sinners and suffering for them. Little by little, people began to visit Padre Pio to confess to him. And as it happened to St. John Vianney, he had to dedicate his free hours to hearing confession. On September 20th, 1918, while in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, Padre Pio received from Jesus the holy wounds on his hands, feet, and side. And what did St. Damian of Molokai do to turn the hell of Molokai, the island of lepers, into a place worth living in? It was his love for the Eucharistic Jesus. He said, "Without the presence of Jesus in my poor chapel, I would never have been able to keep my mission united to the lepers of Molokai." This is also why St. Teresa of Calcutta demanded from her sisters an hour of daily adoration before the Blessed Sacrament in order to have strength to be able to serve the poorest of the poor. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, the first American saint, was converted to the Catholic Church by the Eucharistic Jesus. After the death of her husband in Italy, she returned to New York and sought peace in her own Episcopal church. One day, she sat on a chair in her church, from where she could see the tower of the neighboring Catholic church. And looking at the empty altar of her own Episcopal church, she began to speak with Jesus, present in the Blessed Sacrament of the nearby Catholic church. Thus, she began to feel love for the Eucharistic Jesus, which attracted her like a magnet, and this was the beginning of her conversion. Another convert is the Jewish musician Hermann Cohen, appointed master of the chapel of the church of St. Valerius in Paris, who twice felt an extraordinary emotion at the moment of the blessing with the Blessed Sacrament. On August 28, 1847, he was baptized by the priest. Later, he became a barefoot Carmelite with the name of Father Augustine Mary of the Blessed Sacrament, who is currently a servant of God. The famous Spanish philosopher converted from atheism, Manuel Garcia Morente, became a priest after having had an extraordinary experience with Jesus in his room on the night of April 29, 1937. Such was the impact he received that he wanted to be another Jesus on earth as a priest, and being a professor at the Autonomous University of Madrid, he spent his weekends in the monastery of Poyo, to be there in a corner of the chapel and worship the love of his life, the Eucharistic Jesus. A French paratrooper officer who had been in the Vietnam War and had lost faith, at the end of the Algerian War, had to return to France and drove to Pau, where his military detachment was. When he was 14 kilometers or 7 miles from Lourdes, he felt an urge to visit Our Lady. He entered the underground basilica and saw that the Eucharistic Jesus was exposed. He approached the first pews and was immediately engulfed in an immense surge of love from Jesus. He looked for a priest, went to confession, and then went up the hill to do the Stations of the Cross. That night, he came to his detachment, transformed. Now, he is a Trappist monk. One day, the nephew of the Cardinal Henry Edward Manning attended the procession of the Blessed Sacrament in the Cathedral of Amiens in France, and was miraculously illuminated by an inner force, which made him understand the presence of Jesus in the consecrated host. The nephew was baptized and later entered the Society of Jesus. Also, the famous French-born American Catholic writer, Thomas Merton. One day, he heard a strong and soft voice saying to him, "Go to Mass." He attended church and his spirit was enlightened. He prepared himself for baptism and received it on November 16, 1938, when he became a Trappist priest. We could give other examples in which the Eucharistic Jesus manifests himself as an explosion of light and love which envelops and transforms. But the most spectacular and well-known case is that of André Frossard, one of the best French writers of the 20th century. His conversion happened at the age of 20. Frossard entered that chapel in which the Blessed Sacrament was exposed, and Jesus manifested himself to him in all his glory as a marvelous light full of love. It was love at first sight, and they became friends forever. Well, Jesus himself is waiting for you in the church, and he wants to be your friend. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Jesus awaits us at all times in the Eucharist. There is the friend of the soul, the friend who never fails, the faithful friend, who is King of kings and Lord of lords. We should never forget this truth. If at the end of this video, you feel a little more love for the Eucharistic Jesus, please don't keep it to yourself. It is a treasure to share with others, and his love will increase in you as you communicate it to others. Become an apostle, a friend, a lover of Jesus. He loves you and he waits for you in the Eucharist. From now on, feel a deep love for Jesus in the sacrament. Attend Mass as many times as possible and offer yourself to Jesus and receive him in communion. Be a true friend and apostle of the Eucharistic Jesus and visit him every day. May your life be a continuous Mass, and may your mind and your spirit be always in contact with the closest tabernacle. Thus, your love will console him for so much forgetfulness, so many offenses and sacrileges with which he is offended in this sacrament. Thank Jesus very much for the great gift of your Catholic faith and for his real presence in this sacrament. When Jesus asks you, "Are you my friend? Do you love me?" you can answer him like Peter, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Be a true friend of Jesus and feel proud of his friendship. Oh, brothers and sisters, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see and never saw it, to hear what you hear and never heard it. Blessed are you who have faith and have at your disposal the precious pearl of the Eucharistic Jesus. Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.